Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together today as a family of God. We're here in person and those joining us other means, I pray. Now as we come to this time of hearing your word preached, I pray the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, are pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Maybe you remember the children's book, Where the Wild Things Are. Maybe you remember that book? The author is Maurice Sendak, and the story is about a little boy who dreams of encounters with these wild beasts. And it usually was a story I did not like to read before bedtime, personally, but also for the kids. Well, but this story that starts out as scary for the boy becomes a great adventure for him. Which brings up our sermon text, kind of parallels our gospel reading for today. From Mark chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, you can turn back and follow along with me if you'd like to. Where it says, "The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him." So the wilderness was a significant place, both in the Old and in the New Testament. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, God led Israel into the wilderness to wander there 40 years due to their disobedience. Mark chapter 12 records that the wilderness was known as a place associated with demons. And John the Baptist came on the scene from coming out of the wilderness. In this case, the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus received in his baptism, drove him out into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. This was God's eternal plan for Jesus, that he would be tempted and that he would triumph over Satan for us. In the wilderness, Jesus met the test that Israel failed and that we failed because of sin. As true man, Jesus experienced this real temptation. And as true God, he overcame every temptation of the devil. The second part of verse 13 says that he was also with these wild animals in the wilderness. The wilderness alone can be a cruel and frightening place. Though Jesus was not alone, as God sent his angels to minister to him. As I re-look at this text, to look at the big picture, we see where Jesus is baptized, and then we see this temptation. And this represents not just the story of Jesus, but the story of all of us. The first thing that happened to Jesus after his baptism was to be confronted by temptation. And this is true for all of us. Our life in this world is one of temptation. Yet some people say that if you're a Christian, your troubles would go away, or at least not be as bad as other people's, only if we follow the Lord. And from my experience and observations, I would say it's just the opposite. I like what Stan Duncan wrote in an article in the Huffington Post back 28 May of 2013. You may remember this story. Early in the afternoon on May 20th, an EF5 tornado, the largest recorded in U.S. history at that time, moved slowly through Moore, Oklahoma, with winds up to 300 miles per hour, creating a path of destruction a mile and a half wide. Stan wrote in his article that God is indeed in the midst of the suffering, but as its resolution, not its cause. God is in its healing. God's act of creation is for good and not evil. And when the creation falls, God is in the pain too, working the best possible outcome of the destruction. And so, dear friends, Christians aren't necessarily spared trial or temptation or testing. We are human beings, flesh and blood people, living in the wilderness among these wild animals, facing temptation and Satan on a daily basis. Satan tempts us to think that we don't need the grace of God, that we can live a good life and earn God's favor by our efforts, and hopefully they take us in. Satan tempts us to think that religion is about what we do and don't do, which makes it all about rather than about us, but that it is really all about God. We think that we can find some source of security in our bank accounts, our investments, our IRAs, our job, or our family relationships. Or we look down on others to make ourselves feel better, rather than by looking to the one who gave us all of these things in life itself. But that's really not what this text is about. Ultimately, Jesus' temptation marks the defeat of Satan. The defeat of Satan once and for all. Oh, he's able to be the king of this world, this darkness, the king of darkness in this world. But it's only temporary. And it ends with the promised final downfall in the book of Revelation. The power of sin has been broken. The power of sin over you has been fulfilled. Jesus emerges victorious from the wilderness to proclaim the gospel. He leaves the wilderness to preach, to teach, and to heal. Jesus is always more powerful than Satan, and we can claim that power as well. Sin and death, yes, they face it. They face us, we face them, but they have no more dominion over us than we let them. But rather, we have life and salvation, our ours, for this life and for all of eternity. And at some point, we all feel lost in the wilderness. That's what the 40 days of Lent is all about. Being reminded and reflecting that God is with us through it all. Just like God sent his angels to minister to Jesus, God sends you as his community, as the church, not only to support each other, but to support those around you. And we all know that we need it, especially now. And so the key is to stay in the Word of God. And in the bulletin, if you look through there, there's different opportunities to stay connected to the Word of God and stay connected to each other. Whether that be in person in Bible class, I just got done in Bible class this morning. You can join on Facebook Live. Or, there's also a daily YouVersion study that you can be part of. Just send me a text or a message, and I can add you to that, and we can show you how to get the app and download that and use that app. That's a wonderful tool that most of us take our phones with us wherever we go. And therefore, you can take that with you wherever you go. Places where we shouldn't. But those are just a few different ways.
In places
we also, during the season of Lent in our denomination, meet on Wednesday evenings for a service focusing, whether that be a service of matins or a service of prayer, that we can join together midweek, something different. We're doing something different than we normally do to remind us of who our focus needs to be on each and every day. And we take these 40 days to be intentional about that. And so, you think about, you all, including myself, have this wilderness that we are in. And God equips you He issues you the weapon of his word that you need. So it's really the only weapon that works against Satan. His word works. He demonstrated that for us. You know that there's these wild animals that seek to devour us. And, you know, this is what is the wild animals in your life? What do they look like? I'm not talking about the raccoons out there. But think about, you know, what are those wild animals in your life seeking to devour you, your marriage, your relationship with God, your faith? What are those? You know, the truth of God's word in Satan's face. That's what Jesus used. He put God's word in Satan's face. It protected him from the lies that Satan tried to tempt him with. And it works the same with you. Because Satan wants to take away and destroy those things of God that are near and dear to his heart. So, you're in a wilderness. I'm in a wilderness. But Jesus went to the wilderness for you. He is with you. We're not alone. We have all kinds of ways that we can be ministered to in this community. Jesus has been through it. There's another desolate place that Jesus went through after that. Remember that? Outside of Jerusalem, he died to grace us with his salvation so that we can be assured. We don't have to sit there and wonder if we're going to be with him in heaven. The devil likes you to wonder about that. He wants you to doubt that. But don't let him. Don't let him steal the joy that you have, the assurance that you have of your salvation. That God calls you a child and he needs you for your life here on earth until you're with him in heaven. And let us pray. Lord Jesus, you know exactly what it feels like to be in the wilderness, tempted and challenged by sin, the sin that Satan tried to tempt you with. We come to you as the one who sympathizes in our weakness, trusting that you can help us in all of our times of need, that we know that there is no temptation too powerful for us, that Jesus, you always provide a way out. And please equip each of us to use your word as our sword and strength in our minds, in our bodies, our hands, our feet, in our soul. Help us to trust you and give you all